Welcome to The Creative Spark. My name is G. Brian Benson, and I'll be your host. Who am I? Well, I wear a lot of different hats. I'm an actor, TEDx speaker, project coach, spoken word artist, filmmaker, four-time Ironman triathlete, cross-country bicyclist, and five-time author. I love to creatively inspire and be inspired. And I thought, what better way to do this than to have chats with interesting, creative, and successful people from all walks of life who found the joy and peace of mind that comes with stepping into one's own skin and tapping into their creative gifts. With each episode, I will be talking of authors, athletes, entrepreneurs, artists, and actors sharing their inspirational stories and strategies to provide insight, empowerment, and tools to up your creative game and live your best life. I would love to share a little bit more about myself so you know who I am and what I'm about. I love to create positive, thought-provoking, inspirational content in many different media forms. Video, short films, presentations, spoken word, acting, and books, both self-improvement as well as children's, just to name a few. And through the years, I've also ventured off on many quests to test my limits and learn about myself. I've finished over 50 triathlons, including four Ironman distance races. I completed a 23-day-hour bound course in the mountains of Colorado. I rode my bicycle across America from Seattle to Washington, D.C., and most recently spent 5.5 months in an RV roaming around the U.S., meeting and learning about people. I've always been one to try and be the best version of myself, and I'm always paying attention to ways that I can improve, grow, and gain more self-awareness. And I love to help others do the same. But I wasn't always like this. Up until 13 years ago, I was running my family business, which was a golf center in Salem, Oregon, but I was really unhappy. I didn't feel like I was growing there anymore, and I didn't feel like I was being true to myself, and that bothered me. Up to that point in my life, I'd accomplished some really amazing things. I'd experienced a lot of unique adventures, had a wonderful son, and was running a successful business. So part of me felt like I had a good understanding of success and what that meant and felt like. But I wasn't feeling that way at my job and my life anymore. I felt like I had this giant gift inside of me that wanted to come out, but I didn't know what it was. I just knew that it needed to be released. So I left the business. I had no idea what I was going to do, but I trusted my decision. While finishing up the last few months of the business, I was struggling with finding balance in my life, and I came up with the idea to write down a few things to help me to stay in balance through the process of leaving. My list helped me so much. My intuition was screaming for me to expand the list and write a book, even though I wasn't a writer at the time. So that's what I did. After self-publishing Brian's List, 26 and a half easy-to-use ideas on how to live a fun, balanced, healthy life, it ended up winning a couple of book awards, which completely shocked me. But more importantly, it gave me the direction I was looking for after leaving the business. I had one big problem. I was terrified of public speaking. I knew that if I wanted to market the book and share its message, I would need to overcome my fear of public speaking. So I began to step out of my comfort zone in a lot of different ways to deal with that. I started by taking a couple of community college speech classes. I joined Toastmasters for a while. I hired someone to help me co-host my own internet radio show. I took an acting class, and I also created an interactive workshop that I could offer people that tied in with the book. I really went for it. And I found that as I continued to listen to my intuition and step out of my comfort zone, all kinds of interesting and exciting things started happening for me. I began to feel alive and empowered like I had never felt before. And as I kept saying yes to new opportunities, I began to realize that I had some creative abilities inside of myself that I didn't know existed prior. All of these experiences gave me clarity, confidence, and a much stronger foundation. As I continued to learn, grow, and become more self-aware, my world opened up in amazing ways. New pathways, new ways of thinking. My foundation strengthened, and experiences I only dreamed of prior became available. I felt like I was finally living on purpose. It's been a really interesting journey since I left my family business. 5 books, a TEDx presentation, moving to Los Angeles to pursue acting, and the honor of being able to create thought-provoking and empowering media that makes a positive difference in the world. Not to mention the setbacks, the expectations that didn't always match up with the results, and the incredible amount of self-awareness that I gained through the entire journey, but it was all worth it. And it all started with listening to my intuition and having the courage to step out of my comfort zone to leave the business. One of the reasons why I wanted to start this podcast, build on creativity, inspiration, and forward movement, is because I know how life-changing it can be when we embrace ourselves and connect with other like-minded folks. We are all here learning and growing, trying to find our niche and that path to our own personal version of fulfillment. I want that for you as much as you want it for you. I believe that we are here to learn about ourselves and inspire others in our own unique way. And I hope that you find inspiration, strategies, entertainment, and a lot of value from this podcast. In the meantime, I invite you to learn more about the work I'm doing at gbrianbenson.com, and I hope that you will check out my latest book, The Award-Winning Habits for Success, Inspired Ideas to Help You Soar, on Amazon via the link habitsforsuccessbook.com, which you can also find in the show notes. And please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes. The guest list is amazing, and we love making new friends, so please feel free to share the podcast with friends and family. Until next time, be well, be creative, and always be yourself.